Well, Michael Hill, first off, congratulations on being named Chautauqua Institution's 18th president. I imagine this is a very proud day for you.
It is indeed a proud day for me. I'm really excited and couldn't be more honored to have been selected by the Board of Trustees.
So let's talk a little bit about your background first off. Though you're a native of New York's North Country, you've got a personal history in Western New York, a graduate of St. Bonaventure University's journalism program, a former assistant editor for the Chautauquan Daily, and I understand you oversaw some serious expansion of your alma mater's arts and cultural programs.
Yeah, I did it. And Western New York has been some form of home for me for a long time. I mean, as you noted, Bonaventure is my alma mater, and it's a place that I've loved and continue to love and proud to serve on its board of trustees. And when I was there, I had the opportunity to really expand arts programming at a time when a brand new arts facility was just coming on board, and spent around five fantastic years there and gave me a real sense of how wonderful and gracious the Western New York community is, and I really couldn't be happier to be coming home.
So you also bring a well-rounded experience with nonprofit organizations and other nationally known arts, cultural, and social service organizations. To name a few, you've been with the National Cathedral in Washington, United Cerebral Palsy, and you're the current president and CEO for Youth for Understanding USA. What do you believe that you bring from these past experiences on the national level and here in Western New York to the institution? What do you think you'll most use as you take on this job?
Well, I mean, Chautauqua is one of the most unique and special places in the country and really in the world. And I think what I'm excited about is if you look at my background, it's the confluence of all of the things that I've worked on and cared most about. It's the intersection of religion, the arts, deep intellectual thought, and lifelong learning in one place, which is rare in society, and I actually think more needed than ever. So I'm excited to not have to segment myself into any one of those disciplines, but really to be able to use all of them to help curate a dynamic conversation for a world that really needs it right now.
Now, you're taking over the presidency from Tom Becker, who's retiring after not only 13 years in that role, but 32 years of service at the institution. It sounds like you're stepping into some pretty big shoes. What do you think?
I'm stepping into some colossal shoes, and as I said to Tom the other day, in many ways, it's as if I'm following a founder. I mean, Tom's near 30-plus years history here has allowed him to really put the institution on firm ground. That's an incredible opportunity for someone like me to come in and try to build on his successes. But it also means that I need to acknowledge the fact that that what I'm inheriting comes from Tom's incredible work. So I couldn't be more grateful for his stewardship and leadership. And I'm grateful, too, that he has pledged to be a partner for me in the transition. And I certainly plan on taking him up on his counsel and his advice as I start this new chapter of my life and a new presidency for Chautauqua.
Are there elements of Becker's role in office that you think you might aim to maintain? And are there things that you'd like to do differently in the role?
Sure. Well, I think each president is going to bring something different. And if you look at Chautauqua's history, each one has and has done some dynamic things. And certainly Tom will go down in the lineage of presidents having done great things. I think the pieces that I hope to most continue is his gift for bringing philanthropic investment and dollars to an institution. But outside of what Tom rightfully gets credit for in fundraising, he's also got an unbelievably keen intellect and has curated wonderful conversations for this place. It's what most excites me, and I certainly hope that I can keep the same level of discourse up that he and his team here have done for the Chautauqua Institution for his 30-plus years.
Now, tell me about the Chautauqua Institution that you remember. Obviously, you have this history in the area. Is there something about it that you're looking to reconnect with?
Well, Chautauqua's always been special to me. It's been, this summer will mark 20 years since I first showed up on the ground. And the first year I worked at the Daily, and it was my effort at the time to really merge my love of the arts and my passion for writing. And I certainly found that here. When I was running the university's Art Center at Bonaventure, I was fortunate enough to be a guest critic in theater and music, which again continued that marriage of caring deeply about the arts, but also how the arts are represented in the written form. But the Chautauqua that I'm coming back to has changed a lot, and it's to the great credit of the people that have worked here, including the trustees that have helped form this place. It's an unbelievably up-to-date physical plant. There's a vibrant community here. It has a lot of advantages that many nonprofits don't have today, and so I come in to a strong institution, and I'm able to build from that without needing to do a lot of the things that, quite frankly, Tom Becker inherited, which included upgrading buildings and making sure that the foundation of the place was strong. So I'm a pretty lucky guy, and I think I've landed a dream job.
Now, you mentioned building. You're joining the organization at a time that's seeing a little bit of controversy blended with development, namely surrounding the demolition and recreation of the institution's historic amphitheater. So, of course, decisions have already been made. The project is moving forward. But will part of your job as president be to help bring together the two sides in the dispute over Chautauqua's future?
Well, as you noted, the decision has already been made and construction is underway. I had an opportunity to throw on a pair of boots and be on the construction site yesterday. And what I can tell you is that it's going to be an incredibly exciting and vibrant facility and resource for Chautauqua and for Chautauquans. The amphitheater has been the historic and moral heart of this place, and the new one will serve in the same role with expanded capacity. So I couldn't be more happy to have the opportunity to help dedicate this magnificent new facility. And certainly for those that felt that it was the wrong decision, my door is open to be a part of the process of helping them to understand. But as you said, the new amp is under construction, and we couldn't be more excited about how it's going to allow us to expand our reach in programming and to really pull together some fantastic new conversations for a world that desperately needs them.
So Chautauqua is a place that's been around for 142 years. It's got a lot of history that's important to maintain, not to mention a devoted group of longtime residents and visitors. But as you look ahead in your role and in the future of Chautauqua, how do you bring in new audiences, perhaps even younger audiences?
Well, I think that's really at the core of what is Chautauqua's work to do in the coming decades. As I've alluded to a number of times, I think the world finds itself at an incredibly divisive period, and Chautauqua has always been the answer to the question of what happens when people don't understand one another. I think there's a great opportunity to not only continue the great dialogue that's happened on the grounds here, but to really spend time focusing on how we amplify that message in those conversations outside of the grounds. As you noted, there is too often a dismissive nature that young people don't want to come to a place like that. I don't believe that. I actually think that generations now are seeking more deeply than perhaps those that came before them an opportunity to understand what's happening in the world and why. And I think Chautauqua has a critical role to play for young people. And I look forward to working with the team here to rounding out a fantastic population, both here on the grounds, but also beyond the grounds, to take the conversations that we have and to play a very active part in shaping society's responses to some of the great issues of the day.
If you can sum it up in even a sentence or a short message to the Chautauqua audience and prospective audience, do you have kind of a philosophy of the job going forward?
Yeah, what I would say is that what Chautauqua has been particularly good at, I don't think needs to change. I think it simply needs to be amplified. And so for me, our vision really is still to curate the great conversations of the day, but then it's to expand those conversations out to make sure that we're impacting society in the way that society responds to issues. So keep the fantastic work that's been done, and then working with an unbelievably talented team here, finding ways to use that product to influence society in the greater conversations that we're having.
Well, Michael Hill, I think we've hit all the big points for today. So again, congratulations on becoming the 18th president of Chautauqua, and we look forward to speaking with you again in the future.
Thanks so much. I look forward to it as well.